This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Downtown Eau Claire organization is inviting area residents to a public meeting this month to discuss the future of paid street parking in the downtown area. The Mix and Mingle event will take place on May 13th at 6:30 p.m. at the Lakely on Galloway Street. Organization officials as well as city staff will host the meeting and share information on the upcoming transition to paid street parking in the downtown area. They'll also answer any questions that local business owners, property owners, or residents that enjoy visiting downtown Eau Claire have. They're hoping the event can serve as a chance to learn more about the impending changes and discuss ways to ensure the downtown area remains a vibrant part of the community. The decision to implement more paid parking is part of a larger effort by the City of Eau Claire to increase revenue ahead of a projected deficit in the 2027 budget. In a similar move last year, the Eau Claire City Council approved increasing the wheel tax from $24 to $50. City officials estimate that change will bring in an additional $1 million in revenue. More information on the public meeting is available on the Downtown Eau Claire website. Two Men and a Truck Moving Company is encouraging Chippewa Valley residents to participate in their annual Movers for Moms Drive. During the drive, the company will collect items like soap, clothing, diapers, and other essentials at its Prill Ridge Court location. All of the items collected will go to support mothers at the Bolton Refuge House, a local nonprofit organization that assists individuals impacted by domestic violence or sexual assault. Chippewa Valley residents interested in contributing to the drive can do so through May 8th. Organizers of the Eau Claire Marathon say they expect this weekend's race to be the biggest one yet. Over 5,400 runners have registered to participate, bringing an economic boost for local businesses as well as various road closures. Organizers say last year's marathon generated around $5.8 million in local spending for Chippewa Valley businesses. Road closures and preparation for the races will begin on Saturday night and run through Sunday night. More information on the races and road closures is available on the Eau Claire Marathon website. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A Dane County judge says Wisconsin's Justice Department must turn over the names of all law enforcement officers in the state. The ruling rejects the state's effort to keep the list private. The case centers on whether the public should be able to see who is serving as a police officer, and whether that could help spot officers who move from agency to agency after misconduct. State officials said releasing the records could endanger undercover officers and create safety concerns, while the news organizations behind the lawsuit said those fears were too vague. The ruling is being praised by transparency advocates and criticized by police groups. State Senator Andre Jacques will leave his northeastern Wisconsin seat at the end of this term, becoming the latest Republican senator to retire. He has served in the Senate since 2018 and previously spent four terms in the Assembly. His exit brings the number of GOP Senate retirements this year to six. Wisconsin's U.S. senators have come to an agreement. They're sending two names to the White House to fill top federal prosecutor jobs in the state. Democrat Tammy Baldwin and Republican Ron Johnson recommended Peter Smyzik for the Eastern District and Chadwick Elgersma for the Western District. The picks came from a bipartisan nominating commission set up to find qualified candidates. Both senators say the nominees have strong experience and should enforce the law fairly. The final decision now rests with President Trump. And the search is on for the next leader of UW-Madison. University officials have named a 23-member committee to help find the school's next chancellor, and leaders say the goal is to pick someone who can build on the university's research, teaching, and public service work. Officials say the new chancellor will need full board approval. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers take on the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers in Washington, D.C. tonight, opening a three-game weekend series against the Nationals. The crew able to win their home series with a 13-1 victory over the Diamondbacks yesterday. But more trouble for right-hander Brandon Woodruff, who had to exit the game in the second inning. He couldn't throw a fastball above 86 miles an hour. Usually he's in the mid-90s. Pat Murphy after the game.
We've seen it where he came down, his velocity's down early, and then it climbs. We were waiting to see in the second inning if it climbed, but it was down as low as it's ever been. Maybe some rest. Hopefully, you know, he's solid and there's no injury there. That would be awful. But I think he'll be down for a while. I don't I'm not going to say right now before any of these tests get done or that type of thing, but it seems like something he's going to be able to work through.
NFL, the Packers beginning their rookie minicamp this weekend. The new draft picks and undrafted free agents arriving yesterday in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some of the nicest weather of the week rolling in just in time for the weekend today. Mostly sunny. We may catch a sprinkle at some point this afternoon with a high in the low 50s today. Tonight, partly cloudy and frosty with a low of 31. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.